The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom Avrocha. So we're talking about a person who puts himself into danger that if he dies, so he's basically, it's considered a type of suicide, and it's a terrible avera, kamuvan. Somebody told me once, b'derech tzachus, a sharp line. I was telling him that sometimes people's friends are his worst enemy. They're well-meaning, but they cause damage. Like a classic example of that is, if there's a problem, let's say, of Shalom Bayis or Machlokes between two people, and the friends of one of the sides, let's take for example the case of the Shalom Bayis case, the friends of the wife hear all her complaints about how bad her husband is, and they sympathize with her. They make her feel that she's such a tzaddikus and husband such a rasha. And then the husband has his friends, and they care about him, and they sympathize, like I said, over-sympathize with him, and they say, oh, you're a tzaddik, and she's a rasha. And basically, they're causing both sides not to realize that both sides have what to improve, and if each one would improve himself, they have a wonderful life together, or at least a better life together. But instead of that, with good intentions, they're causing irreparable damage because they're just strengthening each side. They had that with machleksim. It could be between neighbors, and it could be between people at work, and these are the ingredients. So it's a sad thing that sometimes somebody close to you could be your biggest enemy, the fear emes. He make you feel good, but he's not bringing you to the right place. So some chacham once told me that according to that, like we're saying over here, that the one closest to a person is himself. A person always has to watch out that we're the closest to ourselves, there's a danger that we could be our worst enemies. They're always just trying to go through every situation and pat ourselves on the back and always convince ourselves that we're right and everybody else is wrong. It's the insight in life that when a person hears some type of criticism, it's always good to take it seriously, even if it's exaggerated or out of place. But I'd rather, if Hashem set it up, that we hear some type of criticism, it's up for our benefit. Nothing to have to feel that we have to deflect it and look away from it. Well, Kopanim, we'll continue onward to this person who put himself in danger really was Achzori and to himself. And that's the worst thing a person could do. He says, even by Shmuel HaNovi, because Baruch Hu sent him to anoint David HaMelech. And Shmuel, the Novi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said, how can I go? Sure, can hear about this, they'll kill me. And we don't see anywhere in the Tanakh that there was a complaint against Shmuel that he wasn't about Bitochen. It's a lack of Bitochen. If Hashem tells you to go, so what are you nervous about? So we see, on the other hand, he says that Hashem answered him that he gave him a whole plan. Don't say you're going to anoint another king. Just say, I'm going to shecht this to Hashem to bring a korban, and I'm just calling Yishai to be involved in this. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have felt that the comment of Shmuel was improper, was lack of Bitochen, he should have given Musa about that. What are you afraid of? The life is in my hands. Oh, like they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe said he's a kfar peh, he said, Misep, some peh le odom. Yeah. Ela Shmuel was considered tzaddik gomer. The fact that he was concerned of going, endangering his
Kol HaLashon
life, even though Hashem told him to go, was considered proper behavior. Now, we just need one piece of clarification. So, 1 second. So, why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't considered a certain level of improper behavior when he said he doesn't want to go, because he can't speak clearly. And why by Shmuel, who was afraid of the Sakona, was it commendable? So first of all, there's two different things. One is, I'm a good orator, and Hashem said, just go. And the other one is Sakona. But it's more than that. In the case when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Shmuel to do something, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him exactly how to do it. He just said, anoint him. And Shmuel had a legitimate question. Do you want me just to do it in a way that I'm going to blatantly anoint him, openly anoint him and endanger my life? Or do you want me to do it in a way that I will not endanger my life? And that's definitely a legitimate question, because the default is that Hashem wouldn't want to put him in a situation of danger. And Hashem said, you're right. I'm going to give an eitzah to do that. He will minimize or maybe even eliminate the danger. But when Hashem says something very clear, this is what you have to do, then there's no room for concern and doubt and fear that maybe it's not the right thing to do. So by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said, you should go and speak to Paro. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu telling him that he can't speak? Moshe Rabbeinu said, speak. Or you have him being by the Akedah. Because Shmuel said, make the Akedah. So Avraham Avinu had no questions about it. Aye, killing his son. But it was a clear message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the message is clear, then when we're still afraid, that's a lack of Yitochen. When the message is open and there's room for concern, then in Hanami will not have concern. And this is why, okay, a lot of things in life by us also. And Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the time of the Nevi'im, he had the Nevi'im, and afterwards he had the leaders of Klal Yisrael who dedicated their lives to Torah and Avodah Hashem, or the Gedolei Yisrael, who guide us in the way we were supposed to behave. And even if it's negate to things that are negate to health, if we have our leaders and they take on upon themselves the responsibility that they feel this is the right thing to do, then being in fear and concern is a lack of bitocha. Another way around, if they say something we shouldn't do, then we don't do it. That's the beauty of our way of life, and that's Mashlema b'tochen Hashem, that we have b'tochen also in the Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's so important to have a Rav, have a Gedolei Yisrael to follow. You see, nowadays, some people, they want to make their own decisions. And the constant fear. First fear from the machla, then fear from the vaccines, then fear from this, fear from that. Because they're going without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're going with their own fears. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us Baruch Hashem. We have a clear Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who tell us this is the right thing to do, and they themselves took it. The Edelstein is a Rav in his mid-90s, took the vaccine. Rav Kanievsky tells everyone to take it. He personally didn't take it because he didn't need it. He has antibodies because he had it, but he's encouraging people to take it. So this is just giving one example, but it's like that in everything. It's such a beautiful life when a person puts himself in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when we have things that Hashem didn't say clearly in the Torah, we have those leaders of every generation to guide us, and once we go with them, we can feel comfortable. We're doing the right thing. We don't have to have fear. We have the peace of mind, and take advantage of every situation as best as we can. Rather, bring ourselves closer to Hashem. Always, like I always say, thank Hashem and the Ova, Baruch Hashem, we're all still here. We're all still healthy. Baruch Hashem, we're able to use the shul and all the other things we have at our ability to use, and to get upset and continue to respond to Hashem. Rather, if we get something out of this whole COVID, that we're going to have more kavana when we say Rufein Hashem, the name of faith, that Hashem should be mirapol the chayim of the world, and Hashem should watch over us and feel that we are in His hands, and we need to be in His hands. We're not independent. Let's get out of the whole thing. So have a wonderful day. Simchas for all of us.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.